You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time for MSU President Luana K. Simon to step down. That blunt message came from State House Speaker Tom Leonard, one of several high-profile state politicians who've criticized the Michigan State University administration for its handling of sexual assault complaints against former sports doctor Larry Nassar. Democratic candidate for governor Gretchen Whitmer called for an independent investigation of MSU. Her fellow Democrat running for attorney general, former U.S. Attorney Pat Miles, calling for greater accountability. Attorney General and GOP candidate for governor Bill Schuette called upon MSU's private attorney to release the results of a firm's examination. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is with us now. Rick, this has been a big national news story for over a year. We saw the Lansing State Journal calling for President Simon to step down or be fired. But why are we seeing politicians on both sides coming out and calling for more accountability from MSU now?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. I mean, the moment is right now that Larry Nassar has pleaded guilty and is being sentenced, that Nassar's victims are stepping forward and complaining that the university is not forthcoming. And, you know, there are still revelations, you know, things like the fact that the university hired an outside legal counsel to do a review of the university's handling of the Nassar situation. And in the course of that review, apparently never wrote anything down. So there are just these surprises that keep coming along. And now the legislature's getting engaged in ways that aren't good, at least for, you know, President Luana Simon.
Who's vulnerable to political attacks for not saying or doing something sooner regarding MSU and Larry Nassar?
Well, keep in mind, politicians do things because they expect that's what the public expects, that that's what the public wants. And, you know, that's a lot of what we're seeing here, you know, that we can't ignore the fact that political ambitions may be in play, that House Speaker Tom Leonard is hoping to be the Republican candidate for Attorney General. State Senator Tanya Schuettmaker, who's met with the victims and is now calling for legislative hearings, would also like to be the Republican nominee for Attorney General. Every hopeful for Attorney General in both the Republican and the Democratic Party have said that MSU should be subject of an independent investigation. So, you know, all of that is not a coincidence.
Now, how does all of this ramp up the pressure on President Simon and the MSU Board of Trustees, which we should note answered the Lansing State Journal editorial by insisting it stands with her?
Mm-hmm. Well, it turns up the pressure on a number of fronts. First of all, MSU's handling of the Larry Nassar case has now become a political issue. The Michigan State University Board of Trustees are elected. Two positions will be open in 2018. And usually these elections are basically a measure of core partisan support among the voters. But now, both in the nominating process, that these are candidates who are nominated at state party conventions, that MSU's handling of this case could become an issue, support for President Luana Simon could be an issue, and that could spill over into the general election as well. So that's thing one. Thing two is House Speaker Tom Leonard has said that if MSU is not more forthcoming on how it handled the Larry Nassar situation and who knew what and when, that state aid to Michigan State University could be at stake as well. Not to mention, we are almost certainly in 2018 going to see legislative hearings, and people could be called in to testify, and they could be called in to testify under oath.
It is really something when you think of the potential pitfalls if this thing becomes too politicized.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's, look, MSU is a public university. It's run by an elected board, and it relies on money appropriated by the legislature for about 20% of its budget. There's no way that Michigan State University or any public university is immune to the vicissitudes of politics.
So here we have Attorney General Schuette saying, I want to know who knew what and when. MSU's private investigator saying, well, there is no report for me to turn over to you. So what are the possibilities? What are the options for us to find out who knew what and when?
Well, certainly there will be civil lawsuits, and there will be discovery in the process of that if the university doesn't settle with the victims. And I mean, there are more than 100 of them. Another possibility would be that a law enforcement agency, the Michigan State Police or the FBI perhaps, would have some suspicion of criminal wrongdoing on the part of university officials, and they could open a criminal investigation. And the other, of course, is some lawmakers have already called for legislative hearings into how MSU handled the situation, and we could see MSU officials called in to testify before legislative committee.
You say that you've seen parallels between the way MSU and President Simon handled the Nassar debacle and the way that state officials and Governor Rick Snyder responded to the Flint water crisis. What are these?
The parallels would appear to be that there was a problem. Attention was called to the fact that it might exist, and that was ignored by higher-ups who say that they just didn't know. But it also says that they didn't take it seriously when the prospect first emerged. They allowed the problem to linger and then fester, and then after it became plain that a problem existed, that leaders were slow to respond with empathy to the victims of that particular disaster.
You make some very great points, well spelled out parallels. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. As always, Rick, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.